Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis asks a number of questions that seem strange at first glance. For example, the Gemara asks Haman mina Torah minayin, or Esther mina Torah minayin. Where are Haman or Esther alluded to in the Torah? And one of those questions is Mordechai mina Torah minayin. Where is Mordechai alluded to in the Torah? And the Gemara answers this question with two words in a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa in Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Gemara says that Mordechai is alluded in the Torah in the words Mor Dror, which is translated as liquid myrrh, or distilled pure myrrh. Myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, is a sweet-smelling gum resin. And the Gemara says that those two words, Mor Dror, are translated in Aramaic as Meira Dachya. So that's the Gemara. Mordechai is alluded to in the Torah with the words Mor Dror, this myrrh, which is Meira Dachya in Aramaic. But is that really the message of the Gemara? Meira Dachya sounds like Mordechai, so that's where Mordechai is alluded to in the Torah? There has to be a deeper, more meaningful message. I discussed this Gemara in another FMT in a previous year. If you would like to hear that idea, please WhatsApp me privately. But this Gemara is also explained beautifully by Rav Meir Yechiel Halstak, who died in 1928. Rav Meir Yechiel Halstak was also known as the Ostrovtzer Rebbe. He was the Rebbe in Ostrowice, in today's eastern Poland, about 120 miles south of Warsaw. I saw this in a biography about Rav Meir Yechiel, written by Rav Isser Frankel. This is in part two of that Sefer, in a section called Mitoraso Umachshavaso Shel Rabbi Yechiel. It begins on page 131. Says the Ostrovtzer Rebbe, the Gemara in Maseches Krisus Daf Vav Amud Aleph discusses the recipe, the blending of the ketores, the pitum haketores, the sweet-smelling incense brought on the Mizbeach every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara lists 11 ingredients that made up the ketores, and one of those ingredients is mor, the mor dror, the myrrh that was mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin as the allusion to Mordechai, mor dror, the meira dachya. It's an ingredient in the ketores. And the Ostrovtzer Rebbe points out that another ingredient in the ketores listed in the Gemara and in the Torah is chelbina, which is galbinum. It's a yellow-brown gum resin, which has a terribly foul smell. There's a number of beautiful divrei Torah about this. Why would the sweet-smelling ketores have chelbina, a foul-smelling ingredient in it? But leaving that aside for now, the Ostrovtzer Rebbe says that the smell of the chelbina was drowned out by The mor dror, the meira dachya, the powerfully sweet-smelling mor, drowned out the foul-smelling chelbina. And that, says the Ostrovtzer Rebbe, is the message of the Gemara about where Mordechai is alluded to in the Torah. Mordechai was such a tzaddik, such a sweet, endearing, walking Kiddush Hashem, that anyone who came near him, anyone who learned from him, learned from his ways, and became sweet themselves, even foul-smelling people, so to speak, people who sinned, they learned from him and grew because of him. That also explains what happened in Perek Dalet in Megillas Esther. When Esther wanted to unify the Jews, she didn't do that herself. She told Mordechai, Lech, you go, you Mordechai, you go, Lech kenos es kol ha-Yehudim. That's your power, Mordechai. You have the ability to gather people, to impact upon people through your wisdom, through your righteousness, and through your midos. The Ostrovtzer Rebbe says that this is also one way to explain a well-known Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says in the name of Rava, Mechayev Inish Lebesume Bepuraya Ad Lo Yada Bein Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. A person is obligated Lebesume to become inebriated on Purim to such a degree that they cannot differentiate between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And there is so much to say on this challenging Gemara. But the Ostrovtzer Rebbe explains, not as pshat, I don't think, but as a drash on that Gemara, that Gemara says that a person is obligated libesume bepuraya, libesume from the word bosem, perfume, on Purim, a person has to strive to be like perfume, bosem, libesume, to be a perfume like Mordechai, the more dror, the powerfully sweet-smelling more. On Purim, and not just on Purim, all year round, we must be that sweet-smelling perfume, the more dror of our family, of our community. We must be the kind of loving and accepting person who doesn't judge. God is the judge, not us. We don't judge who are the Mordechais of the world and Lahavdil who are the Hamans of the world. Obviously, if Hashem tells us that someone's evil, they're evil. But until then, we have to be that powerful smelling, sweet-smelling perfume of Adelo Yada Bein Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. We love everyone, and we work towards Leich Kenos as Kol HaYehudim. We work to be the Bosem. We work to be the Mor Dror, the Mer Yedachya. Have an amazing day, and Freilich and Purim, everyone.